GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
They don't get back. Hey, look at this steal. Here's the steal. 3-on-1. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mizzen.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. In the open floor, hops, incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station, and I feel like this is a day we're going to get a lot of sports education on our plate. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Yes, I'm in the building. I'm excited. I'm ready to go today. A lot of conversation. Jack has put together a tremendous sound sheet.
And, I see.
And wanted actually, it was Avery. Got to give a shout out to the
okay.
new kid.
Okay, so it was Avery. Well, Jack made sure. Listen, Jack made sure. No. Listen, and I kind of felt Jack on this. He made sure. He was like, yeah, make sure that's good enough for Maven.
Is that what we're doing now?
Hey, listen.
He was a little nervous about it, too. He was kind of shaking. I heard him say it in the back.
It's a good sound sheet. I mean, listen, it's got KP on with Rothstein. Then it's got like a overview of the clip. And then it's like 2 minutes and 42 seconds. And then has like a description of the clip.
As I'm reading it, Steve.
So you pissed the producers off. Look, they were like, hey, here, is this a good enough sound sheet?
Ooh, got your sound sheet right here for you.
It's a nice Steve. One. It's a good one. It's a good sound sheet.
Steve, I know you know what's going on right now, Steve.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm ashamed at you, Steve.
Okay.
That you didn't jump ahead of this one.
Okay.
Normally you're on top of this. You know exactly what's going on, Steve.
I'm listening.
Isn't it amazing how sometimes to light the fire under somebody, what do you have to do in sports, Steve? What you ever been at Bullet Central or something, and then all of a sudden there's a new guy that comes into the room and everybody all of a sudden has some extra motivation to step their game up.
Okay.
I've seen this before. And this just happened to be one day after we meet a newcomer to the ESPN Louisville family of producers.
Okay.
Our man Jason has, in effect, forced the producers to step their game up immediately. You know it. I know it. We know what's going on. Listen, let me tell a quick story, Steve.
Okay.
I was in Germany, right?
Uh-huh.
I was in Germany with my brother. I had to go back. Well, we had to go back 6 months early from Germany to the United States. We had to leave our parents over in Germany and live with my grandma so we could start school on time, right?
Right.
Instead of getting there mid-year. And I was in this house, and, you know, in Asheville, that's all where all my family was. And Uncle Earl used to come by all the time. And Uncle Earl, when I lived in Asheville, my parents were in Germany. Uncle Earl used to always say, "Sure you ain't got no homework, boy? All right. I know Michael Shaw don't be messing around with you." I'm like, "Nah, Uncle Earl, I ain't got. Listen, no parental supervision. Grandma, she ain't, you know. Grandma, she running her own businesses, right?" So, Steve, in probably the seventh grade, Steve, every single day, Marcus Maven was given the bare minimum effort, right?
Right.
And it just so happened about 2 days before Mom and Dad came to Asheville from Germany, Marcus Maven decided he wanted to start making these elaborate homework assignments and show Grandma and show Uncle Earl and show everybody that would listen. All of a sudden, looking at this new sound sheet, it reminds me of those 2 days before my parents came back to the United States that all of a sudden I started doing thorough, elaborate homework, Steve.
Yeah.
Lowest report card I ever got in my life.
Well, listen. Our guy Nikki V isn't scared by competition. Look, Nikki V showed up at 10 today. Nick was like, "I know who I am, baby, and I know who I produce. I'm good." And
look, came in there just flaunting it like a peacock. Just
Nicky knows his worth.
Energy.
But to be fair, Nick's a monster. So he comes in, and I mean, like, it's not even one of those things where it's like, "Oh, now everybody's off whack. It's off kilter." It's like, dude, he slept a little late. Boom, boom, boom. He jumps in.
Yeah, woke up at 9:25. Yeah, sorry, everybody.
Hey, I didn't mean to tell his business. He told me he woke up a little late. And he comes in, boom, 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 gets everything running. Here we are.
So, but again,
you would never even have known.
Yeah, I was going to say, all three of us, we are kind of like, "Listen, dude, as long as you hear Showtime, like, look, I don't care what you do. I don't care. You like, don't get me early. Listen, I'll text you if I need something. Other than that, I'll see you game time."
That's
but
awesome.
When game time hits, be ready to go.
No, but I will say it is a I'm kidding. But I mean, this is a tremendous sound sheet. It really is. I mean, I will give them their props, man. It's you say Avery come through, and Jack, who's still looking great.
Oh,
he does
svelte.
Look good.
The guy's looking
svelte.
He
looks good today, too. He's got his T-shirt on. He's got his stuff. I was like I did notice. I was going to tell him. Like, I did notice. I was like, "Wow, you look really good."
Yeah. No. Like, the color goes. He's wearing, like, a purple thing, right? And he's, like, yeah, kind of slim and everything like that.
You know, he walks a lot faster now.
He does. Yeah, there's way less clomping. Yeah. Like, we've had some heavy walkers in this studio.
Don being number one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Don would just, like, and Don was such a little woman.
Yeah.
Very, she was, like,
boom, very
boom,
petite.
Boom, 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 like that.
Boom. It's like, here comes Don. She must eat something.
Yeah. Pound for pound, she was probably the heaviest stepper we've ever had. Yeah.
Oh, 100. Oh, by far.
I missed Don.
Yeah,
it's good. We all
still,
I see her Matt's pictures on Facebook all the time. Like, is she guys?
No.
Come on, we missed the energy.
I know.
Okay, so now that this elaborate sound sheet is all thrown together,
yes,
let's talk about some football.
Yes, I know, man. We have some good conversation today. With the football team, with some NIL talk, some different,
all kind of football conversations. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Okay. So here's the thing. sorry.
No, you're
as
fine.
We get started, as we get started in the football conference.
Marcus, let me just give you a heads up really quick. You kind of sound like this. The only way I'm telling you this is so I can explain to you. Kind of sounds like you're like, and I know you're not because you're a pro. You sound almost as though you're 25 feet away from the microphone.
Yeah,
you
know, it's still coming. Okay. Oh, there, wait.
I am rocking back and forth.
That there you go. Okay.
So much
yeah,
better.
That sounds
okay,
a lot
okay,
better.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Fair enough. I literally wasn't being a jerk there. That was the only way I could explain it because I was like, I know he's not like.
But I will say, Steve, you know, there was no chance that we were going to get through a show. See, Steve, this is one thing you're going to have to work on. I do my best to limit your insecurities when you're working from home.
Yes.
You do your best
I know.
To make sure that you tell me every single tweak that's wrong.
Yes.
It's going to force me to start doing more shows at home until it's just the perfect sound for you where you can just get used to
it. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of like being this close to Nikki. Like, I'm like, eye to eye. Like,
I know.
Me and Nikki are right.
There's no computer monitor
in the
way.
I'm in the front seat here.
I feel like, you know, in Avatar where they do the little thing with their, like, tentacles and they get connected?
Yeah.
That's how I feel with you.
That is so weird. I watched some of that last night.
Oh,
that was weird that you used
Look
that.
Look how connected
yes,
we are.
Yes, I know. That is odd. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'll never come back to the studio then. Fine.
No.
We want your tentacle to be with our tentacles.
We didn't mean that.
Fine.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have pointed it out. I mean,
actually, I have a bottle of Belvedere right in front of me.
Listen,
both of you.
Okay, listen, that's pretty awesome.
I'm happier with my Belvedere.
I mean,
right
far
here.
Be it from me. I do the show at home when I'm at home. I do the show at home with the little demon child running around and construction going on Waldo's Chicken underneath me, which I'm really excited
Ooh,
about.
Waldo's Chicken.
Yes.
Now.
Oh, dude, I'm really jacked
Potential
about this.
Potential Monday sponsor.
Yes. Yes.
What I'm hearing.
Listen, Marcus and I are going to be down there very quickly.
Very quickly.
But yeah. But you know,
yeah,
so
I'll keep an eye on the sound. Just
no, you
just
sound
make sure I can
tremendous.
See the levels.
You sound
yeah. No,
tremendous
now you say now you sound like you did during the sound check. You sound yeah. You sound good.
Sounds excellent.
Okay, I'll keep my eyeballs on the level. So here's the thing. First and foremost, Steve.
Yep.
We have to talk name, image, and likeness. Mental health check.
Okay.
Name, image, and likeness. Mental health check on, what's the 18th? Today is the 18th of May.
Okay.
Okay. What I mean by mental health check for the NIL is we're probably flirting around year one. Closing of year one, NIL is still in the Wild West phase, but we're still starting to get our arms around kids actually being able to play football and have a little bit of money in their pocket simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the thirst, the lust for throwing out the biggest number you can and sticking it on a player and making it into a bullet train as fast as you can to turn NCAA into professional sports. I know there's a lust for it. I know there's a thirst for it. But what have we seen for the most part, Steve? We saw a nicer truck. We saw, you know, maybe you stay in a little nicer place.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the big deals. These are the most talked about deals.
Yeah.
We're seeing, you know, like I said, we've seen a collective here and there where, you know, Texas A&M are putting some linemen together. But this year is going to be the first season that we are going to be able to, like, quantify, okay, this team's put a lot of money into their NIL program. They put a lot of – this is going to be the first year where angry investors, you know, who may not feel like they got the most out of their NIL contributions are going to, you know, are going to be judging the product on the field. So we're entering the first full – NIL recruiting class. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, I think it really started with we have kind of seen it with Isaiah
Miami?
Wong. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, Isaiah Wong, where it was the first time.
I would actually say we saw it with Derek King, but Isaiah Wong was the first controversial.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, right. Where you actually heard from the people giving the money, you know, where you heard like a guy said, no, listen, kid, I gave you what I gave you. I'm not giving you anymore. Like, you know, whatever. You can take it or leave it. That's the first time we had heard anything like that. So that kind of, to me, I hate to say it, but it almost started the new fiscal year, if you'll allow me just to use that, like with the NIL, because it was like, okay, that was kind of our first full season. Now we're getting our first, return on investment guy, different, people kind of speaking out a little more with it.
Listen, so where we are now.
Also, I love seeing Young Yves with Nolan Smith.
Listen, it was all going to come full circle, Steve. You knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there hasn't been quite a outrage or a backlash with the Isaiah Wong situation. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, they put their foot down. I mean, when we first heard the story, it looked like it was going to, there it goes. I told you, it was coming. That went away almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the biggest story that you've seen out of NIL that has caused pandemonium? Actually, the biggest local story was the fear that Alabama just bought Tyler Harrell with NIL.
Well, and ironically, that's turning out to look like that's not working out for him.
Can you elaborate, Steve, on what's going on?
He's no longer. Okay, let me explain. Tyler Harrell goes to Alabama, which everybody knows that part. Since then, Alabama has gotten a commitment from another receiver and seemed to be, you remember the Jordan Addison kid from Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of talk that he was going to, just go straight to USC.
USC, right.
Well, now he's out in California working out with Bryce Young, and a lot of people think that Bama may be in play there for Jordan Addison now. And now Tyler Harrell is not listed on Bama's roster anymore.
Mm.
So it may, and again, I don't know that there's any guarantees here, but it looks as though that's a situation where Bama got him to come there, had a couple better. Because we love Tyler Harrell, and we'll have this conversation in a bit, I'm sure. But I would love to have him back, but I think we all were like, no, yeah, he's really good, but man, I mean, I get why you're going to Bama, and I understand, but it's like, is he a one guy at Bama? What I mean? Like, it was like, okay, whatever, but now it's looking
like
as though.
We did just put Tutu Atwell in the league, like, damn, Tyler.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Do you not trust Malik, and you led the country in long passes and.
Right. Texter said, are we not going to ignore the fact that Rummage disclosed his home studio location? Yeah, right. I know. I've been pretty clear that I live at Meeting Point, right? But that is funny. I'm right above Waldo's Chicken. Right? Right above.
Yeah. Guess who his neighbor is, everybody?
Yeah. I can't say that. I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
No, Steve. See, the fact that you even held your breath, Steve, I don't do that, Steve. That's something you do.
I know. Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to do that. But
yeah, people. You like to tell everything.
Yeah, Dan Issel. So it was, it's, but anyways, it's one of those things where it looks as though.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh no!
Okay.
The this is totally Tuesday Lawnmower Day. It's gonna suck. I tell you what, Steve. Make your point. I gotta go close my front door.
Okay. Yeah. Go for it.
This is gonna be so loud. Okay. Keep
no. Yeah. You're fine. But it looks as though Tyler Harrell may have made a decision to go to Bama and then was recruited over to an extent. Not even in the long term, but within days of him getting there, Bama already has a couple, or at least one other guy, and maybe another guy. So now Tyler Harrell, if what it seems to be is happening, may be without, you know what I'm saying? May be without a place to stay. You know? I mean, so what's he going to do? And that, I think, will become another story if he ends up.
Is that an NIL conversation?
Yes, though? Because if he ends up not staying at Alabama, and we'll see. I mean, you know, I had heard somebody just throw around, somebody said Texas or something. So, I mean, who knows where he'll end up? I don't know. But say he
Tennessee.
Does. Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, possibly. But say he does end up in a situation where it's like, ooh, he's kind of floating out there now. That's going to be a horror story because I'm not sure. If you're Louisville, you take him back. I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
81-50-93-9 is the number. 38-31-93-9 is the text line. I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't want to jump to the subject. You don't know if you take Tyler Harrell back?
I think you would definitely have to.
I mean, Tyler, just give me. Listen. Do like a what's my boy Kentucky? Write an apology letter. Hey, listen, I tried to make a jump. It wasn't the best situation for me. I mean, my heart was always in Louisville. I mean, listen, I mean, Coach, you took an interview with South Carolina. I can't come home.
Listen,
I would go savage, Steve. Marcus Maben would be in a savage mood to pull out all the stops. I would, if I was Tyler Harrell, I would put it right on Twitter. I would love to come home if you'll have me.
Yeah.
Or listen, because don't get me wrong, he's going to have big time options. But he knows the system here and he fits right in.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. But I mean,
oh, Steve, I didn't mean to do that. Never mind. We'll circle back around to that part. So you don't think it's an NIL story or it is an NIL story?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely it is because, I mean, there's been, I mean, Coach Satterfield essentially accused Nick Saban of tampering with Tyler Harrell. Nick Saban responded with, no, we didn't. Tyler Harrell goes to Alabama and now is no longer, it looks like, may not be in the fold
do you
for
think,
Alabama
do you
anymore.
Think that, okay, well, I mean, we didn't ask the question. Do you think that's a Nick Saban, Tyler Harrell, maybe my hand was in the cookie jar? So just in case, I'm going to not have a roster spot for Tyler Harrell?
No,
go ahead.
I think you would definitely have to – I mean, for one, you would have to vet the players that are here, but I just don't think in that situation you could really take him.
You could take him back?
Take him back, yeah. I think because, it's like, eh.
Okay, because his teammates won't go for it.
Yeah. They may, but I don't know, man. I don't know. Gosh, yeah.
No, listen. Okay, let me get this clear. I don't think Satterfield's the kind of person that would want him back.
Mm-mm.
Coach. I don't think he's the kind of coach that would bygone that. You remember when who was it? Javian Hawkins, who he wasn't too happy with, you know, kind of shutting it down early.
Yeah.
It was Javian Hawkins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, judging by the way he handled that situation, I would not see him, you know, doing the Tyler Harrell thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, it's Texas.
But you do think that would affect some of the teammates' attitude towards things? And receiver is such a finicky position anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like receiver is. I kind of describe it with some of the basketball players. Like some of the parents, like they would have five players on the team if they could get away with it.
Yeah.
And I think receivers are more like that. Like basketball player mentality. We only need two receivers, and the rest should be tight ends and linemen.
Yeah.
Like two receivers, a couple of tight ends, and all linemen, and a quarterback. Look, and not a running quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in the receiving room, you might get that. I mean, I'm sure Malik would love to have him back.
No, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, Malik had said, you know, listen, when he was in here in the studio, I mean, he had said, you know, look, I mean, they're friends.
What percentage of the team do you think would really genuinely open arm accept Tyler Harrell back?
Oh, I think all of them. I don't think it's anything like that. I don't think it's anything that's like, oh, that. I think it's more of as the coach, just
the look,
the overall look and respect thing. I don't think it's anything with the team. Yeah, I mean, I think the team would say, yeah, I don't care if he's here or not. Like, yeah, I mean, sure, yeah, bring him back. We mind him. I get what he – like, players, I think, can understand to an extent, you know, like, yeah, I get what happened, you know, whatever. And, you know, I mean, maybe the receiver room.
Not to mention, if he comes back super humbled, you know, it's like,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, I guess whoever stepped into his place, maybe if it affects their minutes, maybe that guy is a little, and whoever maybe a couple of his buddies are, you know, or maybe like, you know, I'd rather have this guy, you know. But,
right.
Yeah, I don't think like that. I just think as a coach, it would be tough for you. I mean, you're clearly saying – like, and we know as fans where we are in the pecking order in college football. We know where we are in the pecking order in college basketball, too. Mm-hmm. And it's two totally different situations. Like, we don't mind going and saying, oh, the OVC player of the year, 20 points a game. Yeah, we'll take him. You know, oh, look, almost beat Illinois in the first round. Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll grab him, maybe, you know. You know, it's like in different things. We don't mind that, but in football we know we're not quite Chattanooga, you know, but right. It's like we're on the end of, but I don't think as the coach you can just say, yeah, hey, I accuse Nick Saban of tampering, you know, with this guy, he took him anyways, and now I'm just come on back home. So I don't think you can do that with that.
But you still don't think in any way Nick Saban just said, okay, this Harrell thing,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, we might got heat on this
one. No, I think he just probably recruited over him. I mean, it's what we kind of thought when he went. It was
okay,
like,
but when you say tampering. That was just a tampering, like a tampering to transfer. Do you,
well, I'm not saying tampering. I'm saying Coach Satterfield said he believed there was tampering.
Okay,
let
me ask you this. Okay, was it just – and again, I could be asking your opinion or what, you know, what the kind of general accusation was. Was it like NIL-level tampering, or was it just come transfer to Alabama? We need some receivers transfer. You eligible right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, we're not offering any kind of money inducement for you to transfer to Alabama. We're offering you the ability to come play at Alabama. Tampering.
Yeah.
It's just like a transfer tampering, but not name, image, and likeness.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think that's probably the case. Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I mean, of course, you're going to assume some NIL plays into it. I mean, or else why would you leave? Especially because, I mean, I believe they said, you know, he was getting some NIL money here, you know. So, I mean, obviously they have some sort of deal.
But does Alabama not have a reputation big enough to where a lot of kids would just go and just say, okay, if I transfer there as a sophomore, you know, and I'm ready to play. I mean, Steve, they have five receivers going and getting drafted every year. So it's like, is that one you won't have to, like, worry about NIL as much?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, that's like Louisville. I mean, I think, you know, and I mean, I don't want to say too much, but I mean, we know with, I mean, a couple guys, I mean, that Kenny Payne has talked to, that he's kind of let them know. You can get NIL once you're here, but I need you here. I don't need you here for the money. Like, I need you here knowing, hey, you can get some NIL money while you're here, but your goal is to be here for 6 months and go to the NBA.
Right.
Not let me drop a bag on your doorstep and like, well, I went to Louisville because they paid me more than said school. You know, so, I mean, I think Bama probably operates a lot like that, the way Louisville did in basketball. You know, like, hey, there's big NIL opportunities here, but we're not really going to pay you a bunch to get you here. I mean, maybe a guy here and there, you know, that you're like, yeah, we got to get this dude.
Okay, so here's the thing. The pressure has ratcheted up in two departments on the football program.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, put your money where your mouth is. Quick commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfort Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I am going to say with almost 99.769% certainty that that was an absolute suggestion by the classical lover. What say you?
Marcus, I don't mean to be rude, man. Are you using the microphone just as a suggestion today? Because you were all over the place on that one, man. Like, are you close right now?
You know what? Let me tell you what's going on.
I'm sorry. Like, you know,
how does that sound?
You sound great right now, but then Okay. Like you're doing like.
No. Let me tell you. I'll give you a nice explanation to exactly what's going on. For people who don't know why I'm at home because. There was no way that I was going to miss the delivery of my recent purchase. I wasn't going to take the, you know, hey, leave a note at the door and have a neighbor come over there and pick it up. There was no way I was going to do any of that, right? So, my desk is perpendicular to the window. My head turns every time I see any kind of white vehicle, truck-looking vehicle, pass the window. And Steve knows where I live, there's nothing but big white trucks passing my home. And I'm looking for a particular big white mail delivery truck. And every time, listen, so I'm talking and I'm looking to the side. And that's why you hear the range of the volume in my voice. So is that better sense?
Okay, all right. Now I get it, because now I'm picturing you, like, because now I'm staring into Steve's eyes.
Yes.
And now I'm looking over here, like
yes.
I would be
yes.
in the window, and that's yes. kind of what it sounds like. And now I'm looking over at the door, like, hey, is Witchwitch here yet? Is the Witchwitch here yet? Phil, where the hell are you? Like, you know, okay. I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
So that's what keeps going on. I keep on looking out the window.
Fair enough.
I should have closed it. Maybe during commercial break, I'll close it and try. But yes, people, I am at home because I am waiting on my delivery, and it sucks. And I'm Mr. Delayed Gratification. You know, I'm Mr. But I hate coming home, seeing a note on my door, or you can pick, you know, we'll do a second attempt tomorrow. And if you don't get it that time, then a third attempt. And then you come down to the place and pick it up. And I'm just like, no, I'm just going to stay home and watch it not even come anytime soon. Is that you, Steve? Talking about frogs.
I don't know. Maybe.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my baby. Yeah, hello, my ragtime. Yeah.
I don't know.
That wasn't me that time.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just those good studio microphones.
Maybe okay, so.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting, staring at the thing. Okay, I'll try to stay a little more facing the microphone. But the tease headed into the break. Steve.
Mm-hmm.
5.5. How does that make you feel? For people that don't know, the Vegas odds came out yesterday. 5.5 wins for the University of Louisville. Now, either Vegas has no boots on the ground, or I'm worried. I don't know which it is just yet, but 5.5 seems pretty low for that to be the original Vegas odds.
Well, Nikki V says he has a little bit of a sound clip that add a little context to it, so we'll play that, and then we'll chat about it.
Yeah, this Let's is from Brian Edwards of Vegas Insiders, of course, phone. He joined the drive yesterday.
Well, you know, Louisville's schedule is pretty tricky. I mean, you know, they're going to definitely be underdogs week two at UCF. I think they will be underdogs, not big underdogs, but at Boston College. Even Pitt, you know, obviously those games are later in the season, so, you know, we'll just have to see. But even, you know, if we were to make the line right now, I would probably make Louisville, just not very much, less than a field goal, but I'd probably make them a short underdog to Pitt and Wake Forest at home as well. And then obvious underdog spot at Clemson. I think an obvious underdog spot at Kentucky. NC State, another one they could possibly be a short home underdog. But I think those are really kind of toss-up games and will be lines, you know, at like three or fewer, talking about NC State at home, Pitt at home, Wake at home. I mean, they could certainly win at BC or at UCF. UCF and BC won't be heavily favored in those games. And, you know, I think Louisville will be a short favorite at Syracuse, but not by much. I mean, really the only layup, in my opinion, are James Madison and USF. I would make Louisville probably a short favorite at Virginia, but that is another one that's going to be very tough. There's a lot of toss-up games in my mind on Louisville's schedule.
Ooh. That's not what I want to hear.
That James Madison team is sneaky.
No, I'm not playing that game.
Sneaky good, Steve.
Listen, it's not a great feeling. I mean, you know, because again, I go back to
Steve. You go get $250 and bet the over, right? I mean, that's just a Vegas misjudging, right?
No, I'm not.
I mean, Coach Satterfield. I mean, he has all the pressure in the world to perform a lot better than 5.5.
Well, I mean, his job is on the line with 5.5. I don't think that that's an odd conversation to have. I mean, if you're teetering around the 5.5 mark, this is probably your last year. With the roster, though, I just in my brain, it's a weird time for us as Louisville fans, because we look at this roster and I think all of us are like, no way. 5.5? Are you kidding me? It should at least be 6.5. You know, like, I mean, that's crazy. But on the other side, it's like, yeah, but I bet you ain't putting no money on it either, are you?
See, that's the conversation you got to have. Mm-hmm. Like, and listen, it's no secret. I have not been the most confident, but it's one of those things like, 5.5 would be so bad that I couldn't see that happening. Like five games, you know, mm-hmm. like waiting to the last three games and being at 5 wins, Steve. Knowing I got Kentucky, Clemson, and North Carolina State. Those are the last three, right?
Yeah, Clemson, yeah. North Carolina State, Kentucky. It's the last three games.
And let's like I said, Vegas. Sometimes they're really wrong, but Vegas is still Vegas. You know, they have good people setting the lines or whatever. I mean, but listen, Satterfield's first year, it was probably similar, you know, a similar line. But when I think about that line, I'm just like, it's almost like, okay, how about this? Does this make sense, Steve? If I took a couple hundred dollars, which I'm going to say that's a boatload because I don't gamble. If I said $250, boatload of money, I don't gamble. If I did that, Steve, I would. It's almost like, I didn't win money. It would be like so shocking that I'm just like, okay, I was just so wrong that I can handle it.
Well, I think that's easy to say. I think if you're a Louisville fan right now, you say, I'm comfortable putting X amount of money on the University of Louisville over 5.5. And if I don't win money, the coach has to be fired. Like, I mean, yeah, I think you would be.
And I'm not this guy. Let's be clear. I'm not this guy that ever, if I lose my money, you got to get fired or, you know, like, I don't like doing that. But this is one of those situations, like, that's such a low number to me. It should feel like easy money.
Yeah.
5.5 should be easy money or outrage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Steve. Your yearly gambling budget is $1,000, right?
Yeah.
How much of your $1,000 would you put on this? If that was your whole year, if your wife said this is all your gambling fund money for the year is $1,000, how much would you feel comfortable risking on 5.5 over with this football team?
Not a ton. I don't.
Because of the Vegas number?
No, because the last 2 years. Because listen.
Okay. What if you added Tyler Harrell? Would it?
No. No.
It wouldn't change.
No, not at all. I had Tyler Harrell last year. Like, it's not like he's a new guy. Like, you know, like, actually, without him, it kind of. It gives me like, well, maybe D. Wiggins and, Huddy are better. T. Huddy right. are kind of better, you know.
Or they don't end up force feeding.
Yeah.
Harrell, yep.
Yeah, I mean, so here's my problem. Is last year we did a roster breakdown for y'all before the year. It was like some dudes on this team. We spent half the summer saying daily, everybody pick a guy. Hey, man, there's dudes on this team. I looked at the roster last year or the schedule, and I'm like, okay, you don't lose to Virginia. You know what I'm saying? You don't lose to this team. You don't lose to this team. You might lose that one. Okay, that's going to be a tough game, you know, here and there. But it was like, and then I'm watching, and I'm like, oh, we did lose to those teams. And when I hear him say things, it kind of it makes me nervous when he just so easily says, because I'll be honest with you, Marcus, I look at Boston College and Wake, and I'm kind of like in my brain, just telling you as a fan, I'm kind of counting that as like, you probably win those at home, right? He's like, well, I mean, you're going to be a dog to Wake and Boston College at home. And and it was like, what? Are we?
Or says who?
Is this a case where, you know, maybe y'all don't understand what we have here? Because, I mean, when I look at the roster, I'm like, this is a decent – I mean, this is a good roster, but this takes us back to the call a couple last week. I think it was Ronnie maybe. I'm sorry. It might not have been. I think it was Ronnie. But it was where it was like he called in so passionate and angry because he was like, why do I feel like I'm fighting and clawing for 8?
Right.
Like I'm digging in for 8 wins is like
I bet this 5.5 got him bouncing off the wall.
And it's like, listen, like I said, I didn't totally agree with every point he made, but I think the passion was fair, you know, and it was like, and when I see 5.5, it's like my thing is when Vegas is really, really wrong, they're usually really, really wrong because the team sucks. Like the 2-10 year when Bobby's last year here, Vegas was really, really wrong on Louisville because Vegas could not comprehend how bad Louisville was playing. It's very rare that Vegas is wrong the other way so heavy. Like they think a team's going to be a 6-win team and they're a
championship,
a 10-win team, you know. Yeah, like, yeah. And not saying it doesn't happen. Not saying it doesn't happen. It could happen this year. Could happen with Louisville. We'll see. But it's not – that's not usually the direction they're wrong. So when I hear 5.5, I'm like – and like one texter pointed out, it's minus 135, and it's, so it kind of favors 6. But still, 6 is not a – you get to keep your job this year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, 6 is not good. 6 wins limping into a bowl game with this roster is not good because I don't trust if you get 6 with this roster, to hell with the recruiting class next year because I don't trust you're going to do anything with it.
And there's you're not going to have that we covered against Kentucky.
if anybody, I swear to God, on this air, on this show right now, and I don't even like doing that, but I'm going to do it on this show right now.
Steve, don't dig yourself into a corner.
Look me in the face and say, "Well, we covered the Kentucky game," I'll never talk to you again. I will eliminate you from my life, and I may slash your tires. If you look me in the
social
face,
media and all,
if you look me in my eye and say, "Well, I mean, we covered the Kentucky game," I will. I might die. Actually, I might just die. I might die. I just literally might fall over and die right there. I will run and jump. I will jump. I will do what Elijah said, or what I told Elijah that one day. I will take off running, and I will just jump.
Jump off the balcony?
If you look at me, you're like, "Well, we covered the Kentucky game." Well, yippee!
wait a minute. Nikki. Is he in there?
Yeah, he's listening.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Do you remember the deal that Steve made with his child about one particular play where he won his child's trust and confidence?
I do remember. I don't remember what the play was, but yeah. It was you basically, weren't you like?
Goal line. I looked at Elijah and I said, if Malik Cunningham hands this football off, I said, I'll run and jump straight
That's right.
And he looked at me like, what? And Malik kept the football. And then he looked at me like, wow. I was like, yes, son. It's not Russian roulette when there's no bullets in the gun.
I'll never forget. And listen, in the most calm voice.
And promo number three this week. Yeah, there we go.
It's not. It's like, no, sir. There's no bullets in that gun. So
and listen, and I will say this. That was the antithesis of the moment, Nikki, where J.J. Traynor got fouled late in that game. A little hopeful, wishful, you know, youthful-eyed Elijah said, "Come on, JJ, knock down these free throws."
I was like, "Son,
that was the one." But he did.
He proved me wrong. Yeah, he did. Because I was like, "Son, there's no way."
I forgot about the diving off the deck, but yeah, I remember the other.
Yeah. The other one was against Kentucky, so I think I was already just like, I don't even care. This is happening to me right now.
You're just that broken guy at the roulette table.
I know.
Like,
I was literally watching.
Can I bet my shoes?
I said that to Elijah, and I was like, please hand it off. Just
put me out of my misery.
As soon as he handed it off, I was. I just. And I know we got to get to break.
You always got to land on a car, you know.
Trust me, that's what keeps you alive.
Trust me, in Norton Commons, you would, you would land on a car because there's nice cars down both. Like, you can fit four cars in a row down the roads at Norton Commons because there's people on both sides are parked,
right,
at all times.
I heard Steve jumped off a balcony. Yeah, he was fine. The Tesla broke his fall. Thanks, Elon.
But yeah, no, it's one of those things, man, where it's 5.5, and I don't think there's the same, like, oh, it's like, usually we would be insulted. It would be like 5, 7. Whoa, when seven, I mean, when it's 7.5, we're like, please.
Bobby, like, what were we going to do to Bobby?
Well, that's happened to us before, where it was like 7.5, and we're like, please, bet the over. Problem is, we usually would end.
That was the Nolan Smith video that just happened to get pocket dialed up.
Oh, I got you. But yeah, we would end around 8. So that's the other thing that scares you, is you saw these numbers before, and you usually end around those numbers. That's what bothers you as a Louisville fan, is Vegas is telling you 8's not an option, bro. That's what Vegas is saying.
Unless it's extreme.
Unless you perform extremely better than we think you will, 8's not happening. That's what Vegas is telling you. That doesn't make me smile. Or it does.
Can Don't say things like that, Steve. But listen, I'm sitting here trying to decide on how much I need to bet on my futures bet, and you're making jokes.
I know.
It's not making me happy about that. So what is Nikki? Is Nikki just gonna? We just gonna go over the top of the hour and just. Or is Nikki?
You guys were rolling. All right, I'll hit the music.
We're rolling.
Malfunction. Okay, well, we'll come next hour. Get that sound ready. Because maybe I might, just because they went through all the work, we can find something to play from the sound sheet. I'll text you, Nikki, some sound again.
Texter ready. Says, Steve, when do you start calling for Brom? When I'm sitting at the end of the year with 5-6 wins. Oh, no, I'll give him the year this year. Go ahead. But if I'm sitting there with 6 wins and Kentucky spanks me like a, you know what? Think I was bad last year. I'll buy a billboard.
You better come out hot.
And I know people that do that. I know where I can get a billboard.
I got a billboard guy.
I got a billboard guy.
I actually do have a billboard girl.
Me too.
I don't know if I had that level of patience.
Marcus and I are on a secret Illuminati, and we can get it like that.
I don't think the billboard girl likes me anymore. So yeah. Okay.
Oh, we'll fix that too.
But hey, let's win.
Maybe on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.